Welcome to this week's Embrace the Hate. I'm Matt Nost.
Hi, Rick Ingram.
And this is the global pandemic version.
There's a lot of people who are going to take the week off. They're going to say people are in hysterics and not us. We said so much more to hate.
So much more to hate. And it's just the two of us meeting up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's we're not going to a massive crowd of people. All that's canceled anyway. You couldn't do it if you wanted to.
Done.
But.
Over and done with. You know, people said I can deal with the NBA being postponed. I can deal with March Madness being canceled. I can deal with Major League Baseball being postponed. But what I can't deal with is the cancellation of the final games of the XFL inaugural season.
That's still going as of last I saw, correct?
They canceled it today.
Did they finally?
They said, you know what, season's over. Everyone's getting paid. You can sign with an NFL team if you want it. And the NFL was like, we're not signing these fucking...
They were already cast aside.
These piles of shit. How are we gonna see football this bad? I'll tell you how. We're going to have to Google where is there a men's rec league somewhere in the valley and go watch.
Dude, it's going to be weird, though. We're going to have an entire month of no sports whatsoever happening anywhere.
Yeah, they even stopped soccer and hockey as if anyone gave a shit. Things are...
Soccer, I might fight you on. Hockey, I agree.
It's just ice soccer.
What's that? It's ice soccer?
Yeah.
Kind of. It's a lot of the offsides rules and shit like that.
It's a trash sport made for un-American losers.
You didn't play as a kid?
What, soccer?
Soccer.
Yeah, I played until I was like 7, and then you can start playing the other sports.
I hated the others. I didn't like baseball as a kid. It was just too dull. You're just standing around most of the time.
Yeah.
It was so boring. I liked basketball. I liked football. I like.
Yeah, never played football because, I was 5'3" until I was, I actually grew to be 5'3", but.
At what age?
I grew to the height I am now between my junior and sophomore years of high school.
All right.
So I was tiny until through my sophomore year. And then in about 4 months, I grew about 7-8 inches. Got the worst shin splints of all time.
That Adam's apple an extra inch and a half. So that thing is violent, is what it is.
What's nice about it is if I decide to go swimming and I backstroke, people do believe there's a shark popping out of the water just from the fin.
So you're submerging your whole head?
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it.
It's exactly. True world record breaker right there. You got to draw on yourself, right?
You don't want to just be one of these bitch-ass backstrokers who's breathing air while you swim. You want to put the most possible restraint on yourself. That's the only way you're ever going to get better.
If you're going to make it a man sport.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Which a lot of people have been arguing. We need to make swimming way manlier.
Well, if you're not going to have like a goalie at one end or something trying to block these guys.
Pathetic.
Give me a little something. They're fighting, drowning at all times.
The swimming goalie is one of the better ideas I've heard in a long time.
Thankfully, they have renamed it.
You try and get to the wall. They just.
Who's this guy? The swimming goalie. Can't we just call him goalie? No. We have to, for some reason, describe his action, but we don't have to do that for anybody else.
He's the goaltender that prevents swimming from touching the wall. He also has an electric
That's a full title. Anytime he's awarded something, it comes out as this long, but you break it down.
This guy.
The swimming goalie. Sounds like a really bad art house film. This fall.
I'd go check it out.
The swimming goalie. Black and white shots.
Matthew Lillard is the swimming goalie.
Well, good for him getting some art house work.
Yeah, he's struggling these days, I'm guessing.
He's on some show.
Damn it. How is that possible? Did you divorce her immediately? Did you consider it?
I was on the laptop and she's just watching it kind of passively, whatever else. And eventually I turned over and was like, why do you watch this? Everybody on this is depressing. Like, every single person is depressing. She's like, I don't know. Why do I watch any of these?
Not depressing in a good way.
No, depressing in a depressing way, where everything is just fucking depressing.
Wow, that sounds awful.
It does sound awful.
I mean, he's got to be like 45 or 50 now, right? I mean, maybe older.
40s for sure.
What's he playing, like a dad?
Yeah. He ran Classic. A car dealership or something and is married to Christina Hendricks from Mad Men.
Classic.
They somehow got a bunch of money. I missed that episode. I only saw like basically passively 2 episodes.
Spoiler alert for the show.
I What's it called? Bad Girls? Some shit. I can't remember.
Is it a remake of Bad Girls of Valley High starring Chris D'Elia?
I've only seen the D'Elia clips themselves. I haven't seen the whole movie.
So good.
So I don't know.
Well, if you get the chance, go check it out. Bad Girls from Valley High. It's Chris D'Elia, Rita from Dexter.
The dude from Breaking Bad.
Yep. Pinkman from Breaking Bad.
Uh-huh.
And now Westworld, which looks...
I haven't seen the trailer for this season. He's on it?
Yeah, he's in it. You know, the robots, they finally made it to the real world, bro.
I take it you're not a fan?
The one place we were never allowed to see. I thought season one was amazing.
You didn't like season two?
I thought season two was just trying super hard. Where it was just like, all right, I don't know. They had one episode in season two that was phenomenal. It was about the Indian guy.
Remind me, because I haven't watched it since it was been on. I've watched so much TV since then.
I haven't either. There's like one robot who...
Yeah.
Who had never been reprogrammed because he hadn't been killed.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And
is that the one they find out in the middle of nowhere and they give the backstory to that guy eventually or something?
Yeah, and that one I thought was great. And it basically was a standalone and didn't have this ridiculous ongoing plot of the robots trying to get to robot heaven or whatever bullshit plan was.
I think it's where they take it eventually. At least it's intriguing. And it asks you to kind of philosophically look at the movie of what is a soul, what is life, what is et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Are these robots alive?
In essence, but what constitutes life?
And the answer to that question was already solved in Short Circuit, starring Steve Guttenberg.
Johnny Five.
And Ali Sheedy. And we already got the answer, and we don't need this fucking redone bullshit. Are they alive?
When was the last time you watched it?
Short Circuit?
Have you shown it to your daughter?
No. I don't think I've seen Short Circuit in probably...
I loved it as a kid.
18 years.
I saw it in the theater, and afterwards, I was like, hell yes. I was so excited to see the next one.
Yeah.
Big disappointment.
Big disappointment, yeah.
Big disappointment.
No Gutenberg? I'm out.
Well, and they also had, what's his name? I can never remember it, but playing an Indian guy, so he's doing brown face.
Yeah.
Didn't realize it at the time because I was a kid.
It's been so long, I just assumed it was an Indian guy.
No. It's, he's dated back in the day, like, all... the A-list, like Michelle Pfeiffer and five other women just as hot. It's kind of like the Adam Duritz from Counting Crows, how he dated.
All the friends.
Yeah. But it was just like, man, this dude is getting around. I guess I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was a dude in brown face, but I respect the film a lot more now that I know.
Not surprising that's your stance.
I thought Short Circuit was great. We had it on... We recorded it off of HBO in like 87.
Mm-hmm.
So we had it on a 6-hour VHS tape.
Fisher Stevens. This dude.
Okay. We had Short Circuit.
He's in brown face in the movie. You've seen him and he's been in a bunch of random shit over the years.
I can't believe that they made that guy Indian. It's really phenomenal work. It really is.
The thing is, I saw Short Circuit 2 like 40 minutes of it, 45 minutes of it, 4 or 5 years ago.
Really?
And I was like, holy shit, Fisher Stevens, they put him in brown face and he's just doing...
Oh my goodness.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, Johnny Five is alive. And now looking back on it, it's like, the Hank Azaria uproar, something I never thought about until it was pointed out. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's kind of true.
I think that's the biggest crock of bullshit on the planet. And I mean, you know me, I'm hardcore Republican through and through.
Anybody, just go check out his Twitter feed, at Rick Ingram. You'll 100% see verifiable proof.
A lot of American flag emojis, a lot of, hey, let's give it up for 45, he's doing it right again. But with that being said, I absolutely find it ridiculous that people get mad about a guy doing a voice on a cartoon.
To the degree that it went, yes. So, I can understand some people objecting to it, like once you view it through that prism.
Yeah, look, if you have a problem with it, don't watch.
Yeah.
If you want me to feel angry about it, go fuck yourself. It's pretty simple. I'm not going to get on board with the fucking Oh, the cartoon guy.
The complexity of the issue has just been boiled down to two sides of the street.
Yeah. You got one,
and
one
of them is fuck off.
Yeah. That's, so, that's the main one.
Well, exactly. That's where the majority of people are sitting. But
bunch
this
of
issue,
fucking idiots.
I guess you could boil down almost any issue to that.
The, first of all, the Simpsons are they have eight fingers and they're yellow. So let's stop acting like there needs to be any realm of reality to the TV show.
And who watches The Simpsons anymore?
I mean, no one, I don't think.
I don't have the slightest clue.
Like, is there a younger generation that only watches the new Simpsons, and when the old ones are on, they're like, I'm not watching this bullshit.
I mean, literally, I don't know a single person that watches The Simpsons,
which is crazy. I haven't watched a new episode of The Simpsons in a long time, but I will watch The Simpsons on TV sometimes, and it's mostly episodes I've never seen because I haven't watched it in 20 years.
The height of my watching it was 20 years ago, 18 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I watched The Simpsons every week.
Yeah.
89 to probably 96. That's when I was in high school, and so I would be out on nights when it was on or whatever.
But I still count those years because I was trying to check in with it.
Yeah.
When I could. Like, I was still actively like, oh, shit, Simpsons are on. I'm home on a Sunday. Sure. I will watch. There's very few others, so I still can, like, count until maybe 99 to 2000.
Okay.
Because it was on repeat in the afternoons, like, when we all got back from class and college. Sure. And it was on for an hour, and then they play other stuff. But it was like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. So you're just getting home. You're gonna make some dinner. Boom, sit down. You're watching those, and I'm still actively trying to watch.
Yeah.
But I've rewatched those first. I don't know how many seasons, a bunch of times.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's on FX or something.
Or FXX or something. You can get it on
one of those channels.
I'm sure it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I believe it is. Every once in a while I'll watch it, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of funny. They focus, it seems like, and maybe I'm wrong because I don't watch them in order, and I don't know what years some of these came out, but it seems like there's a lot more focus on episodes, less on the family and more on the...
Just Homer?
The random side characters.
Oh, at this point?
Yeah. Like, a lot of the ones I've seen in recent years, it'll be like, the whole episode's basically about Mo, and the Simpsons are in it. You know, they're helping him out or whatever, but it's some side plot about Mo.
It's what happens to a comic book.
Yeah.
Like, go back and look at the weird, you know, decade every once and again, whatever it is, where they get into, like, all kinds of zany shit. One time. Like, they've been churning out these stories.
Yeah, they're just
for 30, 40 years. It's just...
Yeah.
It needs to kind of die like this so it can be reborn, and then it does it again, and, you know, it'll fucking happen again.
Boy, but there's nothing worse than comic books.
I couldn't tell you legitimately the last time I saw one on a Sunday night.
Yeah, I didn't. If you would have told me it's not even on Sundays anymore, I would have been like, yeah, that makes sense. But it's, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
At this point,
I enjoyed The Simpsons immensely when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. It was cool that the religious people I grew up around were so anti-Simpsons, it made it seem even cooler. Like, my mom had a Bart Simpson bumper sticker on the back of the
like a true
the Taurus wagon.
Uh-huh.
And got lots of complaints from the Mill Creek Mustang parents about, you know, just what a bad influence that is. I just remember being like,
Bart Simpson. He was so tame.
Yeah.
So tame.
But, you know, he's very un-Christian at the same time. He used to really razz Rod and Todd Flanders, and they were good Christian boys.
Yeah, thankfully I didn't grow up around any of that, so that was not my experience in The Simpsons.
How did you get, where were you in like elementary, late elementary school, middle school?
Wait, it came out in 89?
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing it a couple times on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah, I never saw the Tracy Ullman show.
I didn't like the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah, she's awful.
She is awful.
Just a tremendously unfunny.
I don't understand why she, like every 10 years she gets another show. It's eight episodes of her playing characters.
There's enough British people in the world that they're like, this is funny still, right? Do we? No? Well, let's pretend.
Did you ever see Little Britain?
No.
It was probably like a decade ago, and it got super hyped up, and like, this is the next big English comedy. It came out, and I was like, all right, I'll watch it. I saw an episode and a half, and I was like, this is just fucking terrible.
Was it a TV show? Was it like sketch?
Was it
like attempted Monty Python bullshit?
That, The one that I remember, so it's basically just two dudes. One you've seen in movies since numerous times, and one every once and again, he pops up.
What was it called?
Little Britain, I believe.
That sounds terrible.
There's like two bodybuilders, and they both take their towels off, and they have tiny dicks.
What?
And it was the entire sketch of just them talking about...
Tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. That was it. That was the that's the depth of the scene. There was no... I don't remember there being a twist. I haven't seen it since it came on, but I watched it, and I was like, this is really... You guys should be leading with your strongest.
No, that sounds funny.
Oh, it sounds like they're the Simpsons, and they're 30 years of writing sketches. What about two weightlifters? They do it because hear me out. Can you find it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I have no idea who these guys are, though.
If you clicked on their actual IMDb's, you might know. They've been in a bunch of random stuff you may or may not have seen.
David Williams and Matt Lucas.
Yeah, Matt Lucas is what, the heavier set guy?
Could be. Either way, I'm going to have to check it out because it sounds good.
Yeah. Anything? You got anything on his list?
Nope.
Okay.
Don't know who Matt Lucas is at all.
I want to say he played... Well, now I'm looking up. This is good.
Some Bridesmaids. Some bullshit.
Was he Rebel Wilson's brother in... Was that Bridesmaids? I don't know if it wasn't Bridesmaids. What was that?
I wouldn't know because if I see Rebel Wilson on something, I turn that shit off.
Hey, I'm not a fan either.
I couldn't find someone to be more irritating than that pig. I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
I'm literally backing away. I am literally backing away. You can stand alone with that one.
I'll stand alone and I'll stare it down. You hear me? She's not even a pig because of the obvious reasons. She's a pig because of her voice and the way she acts and everything she does. Throw her in the trough.
I don't think there's a T at the end.
Trough.
Perfect. There you go. Well, when this show gets canceled on Collider, I think we can look back to this moment right there. That's when it could have killed it.
Is she big over here or something?
I was just saying, this is a movie and TV site in and of itself.
Sure.
So attacking one of their own on some level? Yeah.
How is it one of their own?
Well, comic books are the worst. That's a nice that shot. That's a nice shot across the bow.
That was a personal attack on anyone from that genre who might have accidentally fallen into this show personally.
Well, yeah. They're tuning in for their regularly scheduled content, and we are not that in the slightest.
We are far from it.
No.
That's what makes us the big bucks. Cross-branding.
Exactly. You reach more people that way.
This David, I thought it was David Williams. It's David Walliams.
W-A-L-L?
Yeah. It's a weird way to...
That is a weird way.
These fucking Brits, man, you know? Get them out of our country. I don't know if that's...
No, they're the only good ones.
We like them?
In Europe? Yes.
I forgot. Donnie T, he said, they're still welcome to come here. Bring your virus. We don't even care, you silly English sons of bitches.
Honestly, that could be close to the communique. So it may not be far off. Hey, you beautiful bastard. What's up, London Trump? You're all good.
That guy's the bomb.
Boris?
I like anyone named Boris who's not from Russia. I respect it.
As per the theme of this show in and of itself, the
Soviet
images we use, yes. Well, who doesn't love a good Boris?
I think Ivan Nost and Boris Ingram might be a better route for us.
You don't want to go with the Boris Nost and Ivan Ingram? You got the alliterative.
It's too much.
You're the only person in the world that doesn't like alliteration. Huh? It's too much.
It's just, you don't need double I's.
Why not? There's two I and Rick.
Damn it.
That was the best. That's the actual, what are you, Swedish? That's the Swedish spelling, R-I-I with an umlaut over the two I's.
There's a
Rick.
There's a Finnish girl that hangs out at the Comedy Store for a couple weeks every year, it seems like. Okay. And her name is Rika.
All right.
And she spells it, I believe, R-I-I-K-K. A or something, but when she told me her name, I go, how do you spell that? She said, like your name, but with two I's. I was like.
And no C and an A. Just like your name. It's close. We're making a lot of the same sounds.
Similar.
It's a lot of the same sounds, but they're not exactly.
I didn't know a lot about the Finnish, but they're basically Swedes with a Russian demeanor, and that's exciting in a lot of ways.
Well, I'm guessing...
You get the same Schmiergen, Giergen, but with a lot more snow plows taking out political dissenters.
Well, it might explain, I would guess then, that weird Winter Olympic sport where they're skiing and then they pull out a rifle and they fire it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're pretty good at that.
They got to be great at that.
Well, it's the combination of the two worlds.
What's the name of that?
I can't remember. I don't know. Because they have it as the standalone that, and don't they have their own version of like a pentathlon or something where it's that skill and cross-country skiing and something else.
That's so weird.
It's one of the weird
skiing,
ones.
Skiing and shooting firing guns.
A rifle. It's just, what is so after World War II or World War I, we had these guys with this weird skill.
We're like, we should give them something to do.
Is this a hunting thing we didn't know about with early skis?
We've got two choices. We either give them a sport or there's going to be a lot of dead people in Aspen.
Well, we train for some reason these skiing assassins, so we need to give them something.
I think I've seen it in a Bond movie. I don't know which one. I don't even remember
they've definitely
which Bond.
Used it. But
no, you know what? I'm wrong. I think it was Triple X.
No, they've used it in a Bond for sure.
They have? Okay.
I'm pretty sure remember guys also... hip-firing with AKs as they're skiing.
That's the way
like,
to do
mm-hmm,
it.
It seems accurate.
Listen, I understand you don't necessarily know how to handle an AK from the hip while skiing, but it's not that tough for most of us.
Okay. Show us again exactly how you're holding that right there. You're rocking it up and down as you're holding it steady here. So you're just spraying bullets up all over the horizon.
Yeah, what do you think I'm trying to do? Hit a target? I'm trying to hose down and cause an avalanche, bro.
By firing downhill?
Firing downhill. Sometimes I ski backwards and I'm firing uphill.
Man, you're good.
There's no limit to my athleticism.
Good. You almost sound like you got two little mini snowmobiles on your feet, and you're just trucking around wherever you want to go.
Have you ever done the mini snowmobile boots?
No, man. That sounds great, actually.
It's to live for.
Hell yeah, it is.
The only guy on the mountain skiing up.
Oh, my God. That feels like the motto of your life. With no explanation.
Skiing up with Rick Ingram.
Oh, well, I'm the only guy on the mountain skiing up.
I always ride the chairlift down because I like to ski up. I do things the hard way.
Oh, you are. That's beautiful. You got variations. Once again, the T-shirt sales alone.
I ski up is going to definitely take over the...
Now I see you night skiing and you just got like lights attached to you. You're just flying upside down. You're like an early transformer, you know?
Yeah.
You're one step closer to man meets machine.
And people are just always impressed.
Well, after last week when you took care of some robot anus, it only seems like the natural evolution here.
I don't know that I would use the term took care of robot anus, but I definitely smashed it, if you know what I'm talking about. I think you know.
Nope.
I think you know.
Nope. I don't have the slightest clue.
Let's get down to the brass tacks then about this.
Let's talk about what we were here to talk about.
We could switch things up, get back to brass tacks, talk coronavirus.
Stop thinking outside the box, and let's get back in the box, guys. Because at the end of the day, bygones be bygones.
People are coming here to get advice on how to handle the incoming apocalypse. That's what they're worried about. They tuned in because they go, fuck, I need some advice. How are we going to get through this? These are the guys that know. We're like the Bob Vila of surviving a viral apocalypse.
It is surreal, though, to watch all these dominoes fall in real time.
Yeah.
Just one after the other, right? When you think, at this point, I believe everything will be canceled.
Yeah.
For at least, you know, it seems like a month is everybody's right now.
Well, I thought
benchmark.
I saw some of the Skankfest guys tweeting just like, we're going to be the only event left in America. Nothing's going to stop us. And the next one was just like, so-and-so also canceled. looks like we're the only show in town. Get ready, Skankfest South. We're going to dominate this. And then like 2 hours later, it was like, ran into a couple hurdles. Going to have to cancel. Postponed. I'm like, but your message was so clear earlier.
Exactly.
Nothing could stop you. That's what the venues chose to stop you.
What stopped them? A couple hurdles. You think it'd be a little bit more difficult than a couple hurdles.
That's it?
You just a couple of them? Hey, there's a bunch of you, right? None of you could have cleared that, got to the other side?
Yeah. It's interesting. I watched a full-on meltdown of, I would say, about 50-year-old man today at a Ralph's in Calabasas. Walked up. They had 10 lanes open and 4 self-help lanes, okay, or self-checkout lanes. And the line was 9 or 10 people deep, mm-hmm, in every aisle. So I got in the self-checkout lane because it was only like 6 people deep.
Okay.
And then I got in and I realized that these people had shopping carts filled to the top and they're trying to go through.
I've seen so many people do that.
The self-checkout. So I'm like, fuck, this is going to take 9 hours. But I'd already committed, so I stuck it out, and I ended up being in line for about 24, 25 minutes, 4 people deep. But at some point, about 2 aisles over, there was a lady, had to be close to 80 years old. Mm. Little old, I want to say Hispanic. She looked like she was old Hispanic lady. And she was standing in line clearly. This dude walked up with a basket, just holding the basket, pretty full. And then just kind of stood in line next to her, even though there was, say, 7 more people in line
behind
her.
Yeah.
And the line moved up slightly, and dude just tried to creep in front of her. And the lady said something like, "Hey, there's a line." And he goes, "Oh, you're in line?" And she goes, "Yeah." And he goes, "How am I supposed to know you're in line? You're not even looking forward." And the person behind the old lady was like, she was clearly in line.
Yeah, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Everyone's in line. He goes, "She was looking around. How do I know she's not just standing here, you know?"
Yeah.
It was like,
with a grocery cart.
Clearly in the lines.
Directed down the expressway through this checkout.
So then a bunch of people around were just like, "Dude,
yeah,
she's clearly was in line. You're trying to cut in line. We get it. We're all waiting. It's really annoying right now, but
yeah,
you got to wait in the end of the line." He goes, "I've been standing here for 5 minutes." One of the guys goes, you've been standing there for like 2 minutes, and we've all been watching you try to creep into the line." And the guy goes, "Fuck all of you." And he takes his whole basket and spikes it on the ground. And then, like, storms away like he just destroyed the Ralphs in Calabasas. Dude, and the old lady's just literally looking at him like,
what else could she do? This dude freaks out over being in line for 2 minutes.
So ridiculous.
Dude, I've had to go to the store 3 separate times. Last night was, I just got back in town. I needed some food.
Where the hell were you?
I was up in Mammoth. I went skiing.
Son of a bitch. Go on.
It's,
still being a fucking baller, it sounds like.
Yeah. Off season, cheapest prices you can get. Could have used a little more snow. Not bad, though. You ever been?
No, I never been there.
Okay.
Always wanted to go, but life never brought me down that journey yet.
So you didn't get off your ass and drive 5 hours, is what you're saying?
I've been busy.
Yeah. Waiting for life to pick you up and carry you to Mammoth.
The last 19 years have been tough.
It's good. It's really wide, but the runs are kind of short. So you have to at times take 2 lifts to get and do one that's of length that I do normally in Colorado.
Yeah.
But there's tons of square, like acreage.
Okay.
It's really wide. And the top bowls off the top are fun as shit and super cool. Unlike a lot of different places that I've done. It's like this exposed, I guess it's an old dome volcano, but they have these just at the top, this ridge line, they have 2 different lifts going up to it. But there's natural chutes going down. So you got like rocks coming up around you a little bit and you can dive in. And it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I wish there was just a little bit more snow and it would have been perfect.
Right.
For this time of year. But we had like the driest February I can remember in California.
Yeah.
So
it's been tough.
You get what you get.
Yeah. I knew a dude who was from there. One of the most clearly closeted gay dudes I've ever met that really pushed the boundaries of pretending he was straight.
Okay.
And no one bought it. It was one of the only times I've ever witnessed just like an entire, I worked with him in a shipping department at a post-production house.
Okay.
And there was five of us.
In West Hollywood.
No, it was in Santa Monica.
Okay, that's fine.
But it was three black dudes, Richie Taylor, me, and Jesse. And Jesse, I don't know if he, I think he did it because he knew the black dudes were quasi-homophobic. But it was always interesting, him coming in, one of this dude, Ernest, would be like, "Hey, what'd you do this weekend, Jesse?" And he'd be like, "It was actually pretty crazy what happened."
Yeah.
You were all just like, I was at Universal Studios and I met this chick there. And like, I could just tell we had like chemistry right away. And we were riding on a ride. And like, I put my hand on her leg and then she like moved my hand up. And then we started making out. And then next thing you know, we're back at her place just making love. And we're all just sitting there like, yeah, I bet, man. I bet you tore that pussy up, huh?
I mean, like, I definitely did.
It was, I would just say that, you know, I respected her, but at the same time, like, it was clear what we both wanted. We're all just like, yeah, man.
Aw.
And so then the black dude started calling him Gadge, and he was like, "Oh, that's cool, like Gadget." And they were like, "Yeah, man, just like Gadget." And he's like, "Oh, that, I like that." And then I'm like, "What the fuck is Gad?" He's like, "That stands for gay ass Jesse." I'm like, "Oh yeah, that makes more sense. That makes a lot more sense." So after like 6 months,
I've never met him, but I felt like I did. That was a great impression.
Yeah, thanks.
Continue.
After like 6 months, Jesse and Richie went to go get pizzas for lunch one day.
Yeah.
And Jesse, he was way better at the shipping department than anyone else. Like, he had it down. He could get labels printed out and shit twice as fast as anyone. So he had the best computer. That's part of probably why he was able to do it. But
let's not undercut his glory.
Yeah.
You know?
I love printing labels, okay? Jesse got up and I went over to...
He and labels respect each other, you know?
I would say that I respect the labels, but at the same time, I am their boss because I type the words. I went over to use his computer and I got on it and I looked at it, what was on the screen. I'm like, oh no. And someone, it wasn't Ern, it was, I can't remember the dude's name. One of the other dudes was like, "Hey, what are you looking at?" And I go, "Oh man, Jesse left his email open." And he was he goes, "Oh yeah, what does it say?" And I go, his email address is furryguylover@hotmail.com. He was like, "What?" And then all the black dudes came over and they were like, "Oh, hell no, click on that one." And it's like, I click on the dude's email and he's talking to youlikedaddysjuice@AOL. And it's like, "You know, I'm sitting in the office with these assholes I work with. I'm so hard underneath this desk right now."
Oh my God.
just like full on perversion. Where I'm just like, this would be aggressive if it was a dude typing to a woman. It's not even about him being gay. It's just like, holy shit, dude. This is what you're doing over here while we're all sitting around working?
Hey, and still doing labels twice as fast as you.
Twice as fast.
So,
yeah.
Can't complain on the output.
Yeah. So he comes back and we're all just kind of sitting there. And then Aaron's like, "Hey, Jesse, tell us about that time you got that pussy over at Universal Studios again." "Oh, man, I can't even remember that story. I was so wasted that weekend." Where it's like, "Yeah, yeah." I go, "Hey, yeah."
Well, you better hope the statute of limitations on what I assume is some sort of crime.
How is it a crime? It was left open.
Sir, the safe was wide open. I mean, the money was just asking. I was protecting it, really.
This has got to be 13, 14 years ago, so I feel pretty safe.
Your story quickly changes. How is that a crime? It's been well over a decade. enjoy the statute of limitations on my potential, I don't know, Class A misdemeanor.
Did I commit a crime? Absolutely not. Am I worried about getting in trouble for it? No, because my main man, President Donnie T, would look out for a guy like me.
You might get a pardon. So,
yeah.
You petitioned, you know, hard enough.
Yeah. And then the only thing I remember about Gadge was he would always try and get the crew over. Hey, you guys should all come do karaoke tonight. Is there a female singer's name like Carly something? She's like young. Does acoustic.
From when though? You're talking about how long ago?
10, 15 years ago.
Carly?
Yeah, I think that's what her name was. I can't remember.
The only one I can think, wait, Carly Simon.
No, it wasn't Carly Simon. It was
I know, because that's from another generation.
That's from like the 60s or 70s or something. Yeah, I don't. Whatever it was.
I mean, Kesha.
No, this was like some acoustic, like depressing female singer. But he would always tell, oh, man, I crushed my set last night. I sang a Carly, whatever her name is, song. And like, honestly, the whole restaurant was like, oh, my God, someone signed this guy out to a record deal. We're all just like, yeah, man, sounds like you kicked ass. Definitely going to roll by one of these days.
Dude, I mean, that voice alone, you might be able to revitalize The Simpsons because you definitely have a character there. Tie that all back in. I mean, I visualize a lot of potential with that.
I just, when I see titties, I get so hard. It's crazy.
I had a teacher who was not out, but out. Everybody kind of knew it.
Yeah.
He just had a heavy lisp, and this was in eighth grade.
Yeah.
I moved there in eighth grade, so he was a seventh grade teacher. Really nice guy.
Sure.
Super, like, one of everybody's. It made me envious that I didn't have him the previous
year.
You
liked him, but.
No. but he just had the heaviest lisp you have ever heard in your entire life. And there was always a mention of, like, oh, no, he's a bachelor.
He's
a confirmed bachelor type of thing.
Yeah. We
all understood.
We had Mr. Longren in my high school, and I know it was middle school. And I remember one of the girls, real Christian girl, just oblivious to the world. Mr. Longren, you got any plans for Valentine's Day? You got a big date or anything? I'll probably spend it with my mother. Where I was like, yeah, you will, sir.
Dude, our belief in high school was that our principal, because he'd constantly walk around with this mug and be sipping from it, whatnot, and he'd stick out his hand and be randomly stretching all that. So eventually just like, this dude has to be drunk. There's no other explanation for this type of, you know, behavior. And not like wasted, but carrying a nice buzz.
Sure.
Anytime you see him in the hallway come later in the day, like after lunch, he's just starting to have a couple of nips.
Yeah, you got
to
figure out how to get through the day.
Yeah. Just wandering around.
Think about how miserable you were in high school. Now picture having to do that at 40.
I don't even know. Yeah, I guess 40 sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, it probably seemed like he was 60, but.
He wasn't that old. His daughter was in my sister's class, so a year younger.
Okay.
So, whatever. When I was 18,
so
she's 17.
It was your parents' age, yeah.
Yeah, roughly thereabouts. No, I mean, constantly him drunk. So it turns out one of my teachers ended up like getting into a bunch of harassment and assault shit. And you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. He used to stand at the front. He'd wear the tightest pants you've ever seen. Like a man. And you were talking about last week, you know, your Kirk Douglas balls.
Sure.
So he'd stand there and make sure that his package was just tucked so tight on his inner thigh, whichever leg he propped up. Just do that right in the front to any woman.
Yeah.
Sat 3-4 rows back. And looking back now, like, oh my God, then you hear the stories.
Nothing wrong.
Remember him?
Nothing wrong with giving a gift to the world.
Well, I'm just glad I never had to sit in the front row in his class.
Whew, that would be special.
Special is the perfect way to put that. That would be special. Special, scarring.
So he's out there just wine staining everybody like a goddamn man. It was a different time, man. In the 1900s, you could shove your package in someone's face without them acting all willy-nilly about it.
One of my teachers eventually got caught for putting a camera in the teacher's bathroom. So he was filming other teachers and doing what with it? I do not know.
He was a guy teacher?
Yeah. We always, Mr. Sandy, and he was always the weirdest dude, just weird.
Did the teacher's restroom, was it men and women?
I think it was, if memory serves, he put it in the women's.
Oh, okay.
But I can't with 100% certainty.
All right.
Yeah, it's weird no matter what.
Not nearly as creepy.
At least it wasn't the students, so that's nice.
Yeah, you know what?
Pervin on your own age group.
You know
that's
what?
Fine.
Yeah, let's cut the guy some slack.
Still disgusting.
I mean, it's a weird thing because, you know, I've never been into watching people poop and pee. But
you seem the type.
If you're into that kind of thing, like let's say you're into peeing, you're going to have to watch some poop videos getting through it, and that's never going to be good. I doubt there's someone who's into both. So, you know, at least a quarter of the time, you're going to have to watch the kind of thing you're not into.
I'm pretty sure there's people into both.
You think so?
I think so. I think that's a safe bet. I think any body fluid,
I think
people just the more the better.
I think there's whizzers, and I think there's, you know, just shellackers.
Just waiting for it.
Yeah.
What's the nickname we're giving this?
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a swim goalie.
So the swim goalie is the guy who's taking dumps in the teacher's bathroom.
Oh, my God. do you have any other weird teachers?
I mean, I had weird teachers, but none that I haven't kept up with what they've gotten busted for.
Neither have I. It's other people.
Like giving you the word. I guess I just don't talk to enough people.
Well, some of it is from online, like via
you can find
Facebook
out.
Or whatnot. Yeah. It just pops up in your feed, but I'm so rarely now on Facebook that I never see any of that stuff anymore.
Well, I'm on Facebook a lot because, like I said, I love President Trump, and I think it's important we get his message out there. Am I right?
Facebook has been logging me out like every third time I go on saying, some dude in Russia stole my password. And since then, it's been a nightmare just to stay logged in. So eventually, I'm like, I don't care. It is not worth all this crap. I feel bad. I need to do it again because there are messages and shit like that I know exist because the last time I tried to log on, it immediately logged me out. And I'm like, well, okay. I don't know the next time I'm going to get on, so I hope you're all fucking good.
Sometimes if you want to beat the monster, you got to be the monster. And that is my way of saying start making friends in Russia because if they got your passwords, those are the guys you need to talk to get it back. They probably used your account in some sort of a friendly way, you know, maybe to reach out to someone that they were having trouble connecting with, and they'll happily give it back to you, no questions asked.
Well, of the two of us, I would imagine you're on better relations. Not say I'm on bad relations, but you have contacts over there. So why don't I just employ you to take handle it?
Honestly,
handle that for me.
You want me to call Poots and see if I can't
get him
you
on the phone? Hey, it's fucking Mr. Plow.
It's Mr.
Let Poots know.
If you need
that
any
name again, it is Mr. Plow.
Just give me a call, Poots, and I'll take care of business for you also. Matty boy, he needs the password back. He knows he was Matty boy.
None. You turn into Ben Affleck and fucking Good Will Hunting when it's talking about me, huh? Matty! Matty! Retainer.
For use would be concurrently better if I had $60 in my back pocket right now.
Poots. Poots, what are we talking about here?
Dude, I just got a visual of Putin, Affleck, and me on a Sea-Doo out deep in the ocean, you know?
Like you do.
And just,
well, Poots is out there to wrestle bears or something.
He's out there wrestling bears riding on octopi, and Affleck's out there just being drunk as shit because that's what he does best.
Are you saying that it's a bear riding numerous octopi?
That's correct.
So there's... It's dominating like 10 octopus.
It has
octopi.
Look, I don't want to get into the,
10 cephalopods.
That's correct.
There you go.
And the bear is it's a polar bear, and he's out there just hard dicking these things. And
why? It's interesting that a lot of your stories end up in this specific place. A lot of hard dicking.
Look,
it's intriguing. You ever sat down with somebody?
The point is,
had a talk.
Putin shirtless, Affleck pantless, and I'm dressed casually.
Perfect. Never answer the question. Just steamroll through to exactly.
Steamrollers.
Right. To get through to your
point.
Is
there any way we could get a sound button that we could just get James Earl Jones saying steamrollers anytime we need him to?
Look, anything's possible.
You know what, though? With baseball being postponed, it really kind of throws a hurdle in, you know, the baseball rules on Ray. So it might be time to revisit that movie.
It's still coming back like April 12th or something. They've got a date on the books.
That's what they're saying now.
Yeah.
This thing's getting postponed. People aren't coming out of virus fever until maybe, I'm going to say March of next year.
Just giving it a full year?
Right around August, Trump's going to declare martial law. Can't have this election because we can't have people going out in public. And, you know, we just got to keep fighting this thing. It's what's best for America. And then the conservative judges are going to be like, he's right. And then we're all going to be like, no, this doesn't seem right at all. And then it's going to happen. Then we're all going to be like, eh, what are we going to do?
Oh, man. I hadn't even thought about that. How great, you know, someone out there was thinking, had the thought of, too bad this didn't happen in October.
Yeah.
Because then it's just, it's more than enough time to be like, we have to shut everything down. Election's only a month away. We can't guarantee safety. There's no way we could do it. Somebody had that thought today. It was like, damn it, if this wasn't just 4 months later.
I still think they're planning for it. I think it's going to be like a, you know what? Because at first he was so, there's not a problem. There's nothing to see. Don't even look out your windows. Don't worry. Don't read anything. Everything's
great. Well, he's still doing that with the foreign virus.
Yeah.
That's where it was seeded.
That's just like, nationalism.
I love it. How is a virus, how does it have any sovereignty to...
Where did it start, Matt?
Okay, well, Spanish flu started here.
It's not, on a military base in Kansas.
Yep.
But don't worry about that.
Well, it's because it brought in a bunch of different people from all different, you know, cross-sections of the country. General hygiene is not, you know, in place at that
whoa,
point.
Whoa.
Running water wasn't common at every household.
What year is this? 1912, is that right?
1918 is when the Spanish flu took hold.
1918.
Been its biggest damage, so probably late 1917 into early 1918.
Well, I think foreign virus is the honest way to look at this thing, you know? Because we're not...
How did I know you were going to take this tack?
We're not going to act like Americans are out there fucking rattlesnakes or whatever it is that caused this.
I think the popular conception is what, bat?
Yeah, eating bats.
Something along those lines?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's a foreign virus, and China is to blame. They could have stopped this, but they didn't.
They tried hard. They tried really hard.
I love that he complains about how they tried to cover it up, and that caused this problem, and yet he is consistently covering it up. And causing more problems. The World Health Organization offered these tests, and they just turned them down despite not having ours yet. And they were like, well, couldn't we have used those? Like, I saw Pence's thing today. He's like, well, that's not the way America does it. We are the leading nation in infectious diseases. And
well, not right now. Why not take the help of others?
We create... you know, our own tests because we have better capacity for it. And you're like, Singapore has better tests than us right now.
Because they've been working on it this entire time.
It doesn't make sense what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the supporters are sitting there like, yep, we are number one in infectious diseases.
Well, if you got enough money, you can get tested. It doesn't matter. That's what it comes down to. The rest of you, I don't give a fuck. The richest, no problem, line up.
Yeah.
There's, 8,000 test kits in California, and Gavin Newsom, I heard it on the radio, on talk radio, saying, we're going to set up areas for people to go and get checked. And you're like, you have 8,000 tests. Where are you setting up these areas?
Yeah.
Just fucking...
on the top of the tallest peak, if you can get there.
Beverly Hills behind gates.
Yeah.
Or somewhere up in Montecito or, you know, wherever the fucking wealth is. If we have 8,000 legitimately tests... it's ridiculous.
We're so inept. It's amazing. Like,
I didn't know we had turned down full offers though on tests.
Yeah, they were straight up just like, we have these tests already made. They've been working on them since November or October of last year. So they've been in production. They have lots of them, but for whatever reason, the administration has decided
it that gives credence to your,
we make our own. We make our own tests here. Also, our tests aren't as accurate as some of the other tests yet, but American ingenuity is going to make it so ours will be better by the time we get this stuff rolled out end of the summer. So don't you worry about that. Wow.
You know, that's a conspiracy theory that I believe.
Yeah.
It's just based on the prudent logic of it. Once it's explained to, you know, Trump,
like, yeah,
this is what we got to do. So you got to go out there. If you want another term, for sure.
Yeah.
Guaranteed to lock it up now. What would Putin do?
Yep.
Ask yourself that and continue to make that choice.
Well, just this morning I was thinking, what would Ben Affleck, Rick Ingram, Putin, and myself do if we were all out on the sea do? I'm like, leave me out of it.
And then you chimed in, but what you do is actually you ski up that mountain.
You put on the snowmobile boots.
That's what a real man does in this situation.
Donald's always skiing up the mountain. That's one of the things that is just amazing about him as a leader.
I think the most shocking on some level, like, whatever, movies get pushed, seasons get interrupted, but the March Madness just flat out saying it's going to be a year that there's not a winner.
Yeah.
We might crown someone.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet where, like, hey, look, Jayhawks were number one across the board in all these different polls at the end of the season.
Unanimous.
I guess that's plausible.
But the Jayhawks aren't going to accept a...
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
You didn't win it.
We didn't. Yeah.
It's an honorary title at best. There is no winner this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting that they didn't just go, well, we're going to postpone this for a month and see what happens. And if at that point you go, hey, we're going to have to cancel this, then that makes sense. But for them to just be like, look, we're canceling it.
Already, yeah.
It's crazy. But at the same time, they'd already announced they weren't going to have fans. So it's like, we're not making any money. What are we doing? I mean, I guess you'd make television money.
Yeah, they
still,
make, that's where they make the bulk of their money, is on all that television ad revenue. Because they'd still have that even without the fans in attendance. So they're not really sacrificing much. Because originally it was, players and select family members, coaching staff, that's it.
I was so excited. I wasn't going to have to listen to fucking college bands playing their stupid instruments.
It's the only time I watch college basketball anymore, and I only catch a few games.
As a KU fan, it is unfortunate because this is the first time in 5 or 6 years, I guess since Embiid was there, where I was like, watching a KU game, you're like, fuck, we're good.
See, I haven't watched any basketball whatsoever, college basketball, in so long. Like, I caught, I think, 1.5 Duke games last year, plus Ja Morant's first game, and then another Duke win in the tournament.
You're watching for NBA future stars, basically.
Well, Ja, I got told, this dude is going to be in the first round. I watched him like 100%. He is so ready. It's not even funny. And Zion, I already knew about.
Yeah.
And then you want to see Cam Reddish and RJ Barrett. But outside of that, like, Texas Tech in the championship is the first time I watched them.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't even have told you that's who was in the championship.
Well, because the one dude ended up going to Minnesota. And literally, if his team had bowed out at 16, I don't know if maybe he gets drafted.
Right.
But it's one of those guys that, hey, they did really well in the tournament. He's shown he's a champion. He's the leader of that team.
Yeah.
I'll take a flyer on him in the mid to late, first round.
Yeah, it's the Danny Manning syndrome.
Uh-huh. Well, Danny got taken higher.
The Clippers took him number one.
Yeah.
And it was like, I mean, the pride I felt in 89 as a young Jayhawks fan, just like, we got the best player. He's going to be a star. And then I remember watching like one Clippers game or something, my dad being like, he's not that good.
Well, when your teammates around you are that bad.
Yeah.
And your ownership and coaching's trying.
Donald Sterling was a saint. I won't hear a bad word about him.
My favorites are the lead up to the NBA finally just postponing games. They had like an informal discussion amongst some owners as to, would you be willing to do the games with no crowd?
Right.
Just pushing the games back. Like, what options seem feasible to you? And the Knicks were the first, I think, and eventually the Wizards came out on the same side too, but the Knicks were the only ones defined of like, until we're stopped, we're not stopping. Until someone actually intercedes and says we can't.
Yeah.
So you can do whatever the fuck you want to do, but we're going to have crowds and we're going to continue playing. And you're like, wow, Dolan, way to engender more love from the community at large.
And what's great for him though is he knew that it would basically be a no crowd game anyway. So what does he care? He's like, I'm going to take the 800 fans who are still showing up Madison Square Garden to watch this garbage.
You'd still get a decent amount.
It's crazy.
You would. But so after all that, I guess at the Hawks game at the end, people got upset because it went to overtime and you get Chick-fil-A cards there. you know, as you're walking out. So they made an announcement saying that you're not going to get them for health reasons because we don't want someone standing there interacting with all of you, even though they've already done it with ticket takers on the way in.
Yeah.
But now that they know that there's a threat potentially.
Sure.
And people were upset. And you're like, they're trying to protect, you know, other individuals here.
I would take my free chicken and the virus if that's what it takes.
I mean, I understand. You don't know anything about it. You're like, wow, I was expecting a free chicken sandwich or whatever it is.
I heard the president say this is basically the flu. Now give me my fucking chicken.
That happened.
Period.
That happened in the arena at some point with 14,000 people last yeah. night. I had somebody just wanting to speak to a manager.
Get me your boss right now.
Well, that's when the.
I know you ain't making decisions. You're the card handout guy.
You're really good with these nicknames. Swim goalie, card handout guy.
I just know how the real Americans think.
Well, it's like that old Hedberg bit of, you know, it's a toaster, it toasts. Like sometimes, yeah. Why overcomplicate it?
Sure.
It's a crisper, it crisps. All right. Yeah, just, but over and over and over, Disney and casinos got a pass. Until eventually the PR was just going to be too bad for Disney. They're like, yeah, all right, Saturday, we're closing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're still going to get.
Yeah, I did think it was weird in the Gavin thing. It was like, it does not include Disney, something else. I'm like, why is that?
Did you hear their argument?
Theaters?
Because they clean it so much, so, you know, stringently, that it's way better.
Like, yeah.
First off, casino, you got people sitting at a table or a slot machine for hours.
Yep.
Just breathing all over.
Yeah, people sitting at a very clean slot machine.
There's just someone walking past every 10 minutes, squeezing it down, like wiping it down.
Listen, if you're unfamiliar with slot cleaner, I don't know if I can help you in this argument, but I know Pechanga, they'll spray you down Windex style all day, every day if they have to.
You ever seen the Dimebag? You know Dimebag Darrell is?
Yeah, he was the guitar player for Pantera. Yeah.
There's a great clip of him. So he was sponsored by Crank Amps, I think it was.
Okay.
There's a video of him seeing his, like, or talking about his new amp that they made for him. So he goes down to the manufacturing place, and they've got, like, a studio set up, and he's in there and talking to him. And it's just this guy that has been drinking heavily and living the rock and roll lifestyle for 2 decades.
Been
and
there.
Most of that is in dive bars until they finally got the, it's so good. Just fucking, he's talking about when he got the amp, this new amp for the first time. Like, I plugged in, I put it on, I was like, no shit. And then I played some more, and I was like, motherfucker. And it just is over and over. There's no, I don't understand what that means. He just keeps building on it. And then I cranked it up, and I was like, oh, hot damn. Like, what? And he's, at other points, he's like, hey, here we are kicking it. Phoenix-style blood red skies. I'll check that. Where are we? Scottsdale? Scottsdale, do it again. And you're like, this is 5 minutes of magic.
Dude, that sounds like one hell of a salesman is what it sounds like. Because I'm buying. I don't even play an instrument. I'm getting a Crank amp.
It
tonight.
Sounds really good. For his style, it gives the fucking tube
the
tonality.
Reverb, yeah.
It just, when he pulls the whammy down hard and it's got this huge, you know, the dive bomb sound immense. Like
fucking
it's a,
whammy bar.
It's
that's my Tia Carrera impression.
I was going to say,
Wayne's
is that somebody
World.
Else you worked with?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it fits. They did a good job. But
damn, other, Wayne Campbell.
There's like one or two other dudes that work for Crank, but they've got sunglasses on. They're trying to be just as cool as Dimebag.
Yeah, newsflash, ain't nobody as cool as Dimebag, dog.
Well, in this instance, he looks cool because he's just living. He's not thinking about it. And they look like dorks because they're like, fuck, blood red skies, yeah. And you're like, dude, this is so sad. It's the pure definition of, well, if you guys think it's cool, then that's definitely cool because he's not trying. He's just.
This is how I live.
It's been a drunken blackout stupor, my guess, for, you know, Jack Daniels fueled a couple decades.
I've seen some pretty cool videos that people have posted of, you know, them and friends getting hammered on Dimebag's grave.
Oh, really?
Pouring some out for him, you know.
I had a Pantera phase. I listened to it.
Dropping some powder down for Dimebag. And when you're sacrificing cocaine.
Where's he buried? Somewhere in Texas?
Texas. I think Arlington or Dallas or somewhere. Okay. I can't remember. I know it's in Texas, but I've seen multiple people posting videos like, oh, I saw a great new video of Dimebag's grave, and then just some idiot hammered.
On what feed?
It's on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the only one that makes sense because you have to actively... Facebook, you just seem to collect people. Twitter, you have to actually physically go out and make the effort.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I know. We all know.
I ain't putting in the effort, man. When you were born skiing uphill, you ain't got to worry about putting in the effort.
Well, that's new. That's another T-shirt idea right there. You were born skiing up. Let me see if I can find that clip. At the very least, I could send it to you.
Yeah, I never got into Pantera, but, you know.
I was listening to all kinds of heavy metal at that point.
You were into Sepultura and listening heavy into Brazilian metal.
Slayer.
You were Slayer.
Just trying to think of some of them. Aren't they Brazilian?
I don't think so. I think they're American.
Are they?
Yeah.
I thought they were like South American of some.
Maybe. I don't know. I saw the guy speaking on a video someone posted of their final concert at the Forum or whatever it was. He sounded American. That's okay. What I'm basing it on. I'm assuming you listened to Anal Cunt's double album quite a bit.
Of course.
Yeah.
So here's the Dimebag Darrell. Just hold it close to the mic if you're going to fucking watch it so that they can hear it. You know.
Diamonds on crank, just what I need. Imagine that.
Screw it up, Lock. So, all right, cool.
All right.
Fucking Chris video cam, fucking photo shoot, yeah. Interview. God damn.
Is that Kenny Powers?
Oh, team, right, bitch, come on.
I mean, and everybody else is like, yeah, yeah, this is the best. Here, I'll find the amp part.
Dude.
Oh, this is where he does the obliterates, guys. I think. Yeah, fuck it. I'll find the amp part.
Dude, Dimebag is the man. No questions asked.
Yeah, I'll send it to you later. There's no point in me searching through that. Yeah, I had a heavy metal phase. A lot of Metallica. Like, a lot of Metallica.
Never got into them, really, either.
I kind of got into Megadeth, but not really, like... I had friends that listened to it, so I'd hear it.
Right.
Same with, like, Ministry. I never bought an album, but I heard a ton of it.
Okay.
Yeah, Pantera, some Black Flag. Do you ever listen to Helmet?
Nope.
They had, like, two, three fucking fantastic songs. Anyway, that was, you know.
I never
like
had
a year and a half, 2 year flirt with metal.
Yeah, I never had a metal phase. Okay. It just wasn't my thing. You know. I'm a classic,
just
man.
Just over here. I saw the sign, and you're just fucking loving every second of it.
I pretty much exclusively listened to OMC's How Bizarre.
Did you really scratch your nipple, it looks like?
My nipple's
How
here.
Bizarre. It looks like you had a pretty big nipple, so
thank
it could have reached back there a little bit.
Yeah, OMC's How Bizarre was the only thing I listened to on repeat for a decade.
Oh, let's get back to the truth.
Yeah.
Enough
let's
of my
focus.
Obscenely large nipples over here. Anyway. This is all I listen to. It's like as big as your Adam's apple. It's a, you know, certain aspect of your body.
Come on, dude. There's no reason to bully me, all right? My Adam's apple nips.
Do people think it was three sharks?
Adam's apple nips has been the name of my rock band since I was in high school.
Wow, that's a great name. That's a great name. Yeah, as much as I enjoy, you know, swim goalie.
Yeah.
You know, you managed to top yourself on that one.
The Adam's Apple Nips will be playing at a theater near you.
Oh, is it like the Ohio State University?
That's correct. It's under the same exact principle. Tradition, yeah. Honor, excellence.
The.
All right, guys. You're from Ohio. Let's calm the fuck down with that
dude,
pride.
How dare you? The horseshoe, the shoe. Okay, I don't care. And
yeah.
And yet more often than not, you seem to crumble. So,
dude, their old coach, what's that scumbag's name? He was the Florida coach for
Urban
a while.
Meyer?
Urban Meyer. I mean, that guy's going to end up being a Sandusky, right?
You're talking to a guy that only watches the national championship. So I don't. I know who he is.
I just
seen his team play, but at the same time, I don't know shit about the guy.
I just know he seems slimy, but I'm basing it mostly on this year. He did, like, he was an announcer.
Keller did.
Yeah.
Something like that.
So he did the pregame sometimes.
Yeah.
Him sitting with the other guys. Urban, what do you think? Well, you know, I think if Michigan can you know, score more points out there. They got this game. Thanks for the insight, Urban. Really incredible ideas.
The only one that I know of that I'm not a fan is the, was it Dabo Swinney?
Yeah, the Clemson guy?
Yeah.
Seems like a real...
A real piece of shit.
Jerk off.
Just a real piece of shit. Like a couple of years ago after he signed some record with at that time.
$8 million a year, whatever it is.
Reporter asked him, should athletes get paid? And basically she's like, no, we're all here for the love of it. And you're like, wait a second, man. You got this contract plus you, the shoe deal goes to you, and I'm sure you got a TV show.
I do it for the love.
Yeah. It's just like, no, they're getting a good education and learning discipline.
Clemson is an incredible school. It's the Harvard of whatever city Clemson is in.
And since then, like, there was a clip of him last year yelling at his kicker. Like, dude, he missed the kick. It's fine to, like, to some degree, but just to constantly go over there and berate him. He's a kid. He's 19.
I make $8 million. You will kick the ball through the goal.
Well, it'd be effective. He's just throwing hundreds in his face. His money means nothing to him. I don't know. Just since that first thing, and then now I just look for anything, but that one's pretty easy. I'm not looking for that one. It's just him being douchey.
Yeah.
But he honestly could be a great man the rest of the time. I don't follow. I just seen a few things, and I haven't liked what I've seen.
I just don't like Saban. So
okay. I mean, I'm indifferent. I don't care.
Yeah, he just seems like a piece of shit. You know, obviously he's a good recruiter slash hide the money that you're paying your players. You know, I respect that. You know, obviously I like Bill Self. There's no way Bill's not making sure his players get stacks.
Taken care of.
Yeah, so
exactly. And I'm not against that. They're generating billions of dollars.
Yeah, I have absolutely no problem. I don't consider it cheating. I'm just like, you got to hide it, so you better get good at hiding it.
Yeah, it's been going on for so long that it's just a part of the game.
Yeah.
So you can't take it away at this point.
Yeah, every time someone gets in trouble for that shit, I'm like, fuck them.
Nothing ever really becomes of it.
And I always hear, like, I still see people arguing that they get a free education and all this shit. I'm just like, yeah, and they made the school $100 million last year.
Exactly.
And now there's like all these articles coming out about how like every student pays like $1,800 a year that goes to the athletic department as part of their tuition. And it's not like they're not like told, hey, you know, $1,800 of your tuition is for this. But if you go on the college's websites, it tells you, it details what the money goes for. And that's part of it. And you're like, wait, so they made,
how many?
They made billions of dollars on top of the fact that also everyone who goes to school there has to pay an extra $2,000 basically to supply.
So then we'd be like, well, we have a row team and we have a this team.
Yeah.
And with, what is it, Title IX? We have to have an equal number of
men
all
and women.
Yeah. Genders that want to play. Which, how long until gender fluid people?
They should have a team. I want to see the trans row team.
Oh, it's a matter of time.
Great name for a band also.
Yeah, it is.
Trans Row Team.
I like all those things. I was talking on another show, one for I do for the Top 10. We do the show called Topic Thunder where people just send in whatever the fuck you want. So you want to talk about this, we'll talk about this. It's one of our Patreon things. And a person sent in and was like, what do you think is going to be the biggest thing like in movies or the Oscars coming up? And I was like, honestly, somebody that doesn't identify as male or female but wants to be put up for an award. So what do you do at that point? Do you ask them which they prefer to go into? Do you create a new category? Do you combine the categories? Like, that's coming. That's on the horizon.
You just reelected Trump with that conversation right there.
Couldn't even give it to an American film. But
you know what?
It's going to keep happening.
Whenever that happens, maybe that's the year they finally just go, you know what? We're all actors, so we should combine the awards.
But then you're going to have, what, 10 people nominated for one award?
We don't have best female director, right? So true. Why do we have best female actor? Because it's about star power.
Well, you're taking away
and
Oscars.
I'm tired of it.
It'll never happen because you can't take away that many Oscars.
And the Oscar for best gender fluid actor goes to, and then, you know,
which Southern actor is this giving away? Hold up, man. Oh, back that teleprompter up a little bit.
I can't see it.
You're going a little fast there, my man.
I got an eye problem because I got hit with a spark plug. No.
Anyway, crazy story how I ended up on this stage.
My buddy threw it at me. It wasn't. Anyway, I was Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s water boy for a number of years when he was really into the truck circuit. And I'm happy to be at the Oscars. What can I say?
That's the story.
I don't even know
how
I got
here. There's no bridge. He's just, and now he's giving away.
I don't know how I even got here, man. What an opportunity. I want to thank the people at Pepsi for, you know, giving me this opportunity.
Dream big, kids.
You know, every time I opened a cap my whole life, I looked under it to see if I was a winner. Most of the time, it doesn't even say it.
Why are you looking down into a crowd that doesn't exist as you deliver this? Really living out a role-play fantasy here right now.
I'm in the moment,
literally,
bro.
Looking down to you and you, all points of light.
Denzel was over here. I saw Brad Pitt sitting over there. He was looking at me just like, man, that is a man right there.
Anyway, it's good to be here. It's good to be here.
Point is, we're all winners in a way.
But 9 of you out of the 10 are going to be losers. So the winner is...
The winner is a man who recognizes his genitals for what they are, give it up for, and then obviously
Bruce
once
Willis
again,
stands up and walks down, accepts his Oscar.
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon's got a better shot.
Man, Bacon's solid in everything he does.
Well, problem is most of the Bruce movies are the ones that just pop every once and again. You're like, Bruce Willis made a movie, what? And it's just some generic. It's like what Seagal got into or Van Damme.
Yeah.
You just churn it out because somebody's willing to give you $4 or $5 million to come and do a movie.
Bruce Willis stars in Perfect Stranger. You're like, yep.
Exactly.
I think he was in that movie.
With Replicant something or other. It's fucking pseudoscientific or sci-fi-esque bullshit, or it's just shoot 'em up stupid shit. At least according to the covers and the trailers that I've seen. I haven't watched any of them.
You love Bruce. You've always loved Bruce.
There was a time.
You've been a big Bruce guy for a long time.
I didn't watch Moonlighting, but I knew he was the cool guy on Moonlighting, and then I saw Die Hard and fucking loved Bruce.
Yeah, Die Hard's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. That's my real first introduction to him. Like, this guy's awesome.
I finally saw about 30, maybe 40 minutes of, I want to say it was the newest Die Hard. It's like him and his son in Russia.
Dude, it's so bad.
Yeah, I couldn't even understand, like, how did they make this? Even with the brand name, it's like.
The fucking, in the beginning, when
like
they're
a
both.
Scene where he's like jumping off of a bridge onto a plane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's later.
It's like.
The absurdity. Well. Is that no? That's the one where they're in DC. Timothy Oliphant is the villain, and what's his name?
Justin Long.
Justin Long. I was about to say, it's like not Joseph Gordon Levitt. Justin Long. Yeah, that's the one. Then.
So then the sun one, is that the one where they blow up a building or?
That's like the opening of the movie.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of, and he's in a cab or something, and he's going to get his son. I saw it in the theater.
Yeah.
Because I was excited. I was like, it still has possibility.
Yeah, it's got.
And in the first 10 minutes, I'm like, wait, so the Russians, they catch him and his son pretty early on, like 15 minutes in, they zip tie him behind. And out of nowhere, he manages to just tear the zip tie apart, like fucking flies straight into action right at the moment he needed to.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if you'd ever listened to a single story a Navy SEAL's ever told, you'd know how to get out of zip ties. Easy schmeasy. Go on.
It's just, it compounds from there. It finally gets to the end with the radiation, and it was so fucking stupid. Like, this movie is.
I didn't even make it that far.
It's so dumb.
I saw it was on, and I clicked on it, and now I'm definitely getting multiple later Die Hard movies confused, but I just remember watching it. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck is going on, and I just checked out.
You didn't miss a damn thing.
I have a pretty good feeling, though, that, you know, no one died hard or whatever it is.
Was that Live Free or Die Hard? Or no, that was
the Justin Long one.
It also has
Kevin Smith in it.
Kevin Smith, yeah. He plays the bunker conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
They show up at the house.
Classic.
And then they did Cop Out together. Kevin Smith directed. And now it tells the story of don't work with your heroes because he was just the biggest douche you're ever going to meet.
That makes sense. And that was the Bruce Willis, Tracy Morgan.
Correct.
Cop buddy pick.
Honestly, I've seen the first. I haven't seen all of it, but I've seen a decent amount. And it's so bad.
Yeah.
It is so bad. I don't know why. Everybody looks like they're sleepwalking through it except for Tracy. So he's just trying to bounce off the walls, but nobody seems to be wanting to go with him. And it's fucking disjointed and terrible.
Yeah, the other one I remember from the Justin Long Die Hard is just the writing was so terrible. There was like there's a scene where for some reason the guy working on the computer is just this jacked, ripped dude.
And I'm pretty sure it was Timothy Oliphant, the one where they're in the moving 18-wheeler. Because they show up at like an installation for the water supply.
This guy's at like a power plant or something.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That's one of Oliphant's, you know, minions.
Yeah, and the dude's like, it's going to take me a second. All right, I'm in the mainframe. And anytime I hear the term mainframe used, I'm just like, all right, this is ridiculous.
You ever seen, what is it, Swordfish with Hugh Jackman and John Travolta? And he's got to prove his bona fides to Travolta that he's an expert hacker. So sure. He's like, just slapping away keys while a woman is giving him a blowjob, and he only has like 42 seconds to get through three layers of military encryption.
Easy.
Just give me a second. Just give me a second. Done. And it's like, with 1 second left. Okay. What is it? Anytime this is the keyboard style?
Dude, it sounds like someone doesn't know shit about hacking.
Well, exactly. What are you doing, bro? I'm hacking. I am fucking hacking.
Getting ready to hack the mainframe right now. It's like, what does that even mean, the mainframe?
Do you ever see The Core, where the Earth's core stops and they have to tunnel into it and drop a nuclear bomb or something to jumpstart it to get it to go
Who's
again?
In that? Is that got Cole Hauser or anyone big?
It's got Stanley Tucci.
Okay.
It's got... Do you ever see Get Shorty?
The Travolta thing? Yeah.
He was the black mobster. He's not really a mobster, but gangster.
Okay.
He was also Satchel Paige in that made-for-TV HBO movie about the Negro Leagues, like Jackie Robinson coming up and the other guys that felt that they should have gotten over him, but he played that anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who the fuck else?
So give me more. Do they hack the mainframe of the core? Is that what happens?
Oh, no, so they get the skinny guy from Road Trip, the really gangly that steals the panties.
Yeah, I am familiar because that's the guy, whenever I go out for roles, it always says, looking for the such and such type. And I'm like, this motherfucker. He doesn't even have an Adam's apple like mine.
The fucking feds or whatever come into his apartment, and he's got like big electromagnets, and he's scanning just these walls of fucking towers. Whatever, cobbled together from all these places. You're like, this guy has broken through the firewalls of the fire. You're like, all right. Okay. Just
so he's crushing it.
He's totally crushing it.
That guy was surprisingly good in The Man in the High Castle.
I hated that show.
Really?
I got to the fourth or fifth episode, and I was just so fucking pissed off with it. I was like, I'm done.
I thought it was great. I enjoyed it. By the end of this last season, I'm just like, this is what we're doing. This is how we're trying to. Well, anytime there's like I think it's based on a book, but anytime there's a book and then they try and extend it three seasons past the book, you're just like, maybe we shouldn't let television writers come up with the ideas.
Yes. Well, Game of Thrones is the best example of that.
Yeah. That's
the most
big example.
Poor landing. To an amazing show up until that last season, season and a half.
I would say even the last couple seasons, it was just like, what are we doing here?
Well, you can tell, I saw breakdowns afterwards, and like, here's the shift, and you can see it within certain chunks of dialogue. This is how it was when it was taken from the reference source and whatnot, and how they changed it slightly for TV, and then here's when they're left to their own devices. And you're like, oh, wow, they got rid of all kinds of little things that they used to do that just added to the world. But that last season was just ham-fisted, we're shoving this in.
Yeah.
This.
We need each episode to be completely cinematic and not make sense for the episode surrounding it. Oh,
okay. The best was at the end, that stupid guy that was basically trying to sleep with Cersei, the uncle of...
Yeah, the guy who looked like Lemmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Lemmy
from the
fucked,
Stone Islands or whatever it is.
The Iron Islands.
Yeah, the Iron Islands.
Yeah, Lemmy fucked Liv Schreiber.
Yep, that's him.
That's him. And he just shows up on the beach as Jamie Lannister's, you know, going into that secret. Yeah. Well, look at what we have here. And you're like, really? The whole fleet got destroyed out there. I don't see any bodies.
He swam ashore.
To the perfect spot.
In armor.
At the same time as him walking up.
They're both trying to get a piece of the pie.
They're just wafting in from that cave. So is that just meant to be a vagina that
don't
they're walking into?
Don't worry about it. It's symbolism, Ray.
Dude, just the worst. The worst ending. So disappointing.
Yeah, that shit was terrible. I didn't even see some of the early seasons where people were like, it was so great. Because I just got in late because Corinne was already watching it. But there were some seasons in the middle that was entertaining.
They were built. I mean, when they introduce like the people from the north, and you really get to live at the wall for a while, and you start seeing the fucking walkers coming.
Yeah.
It's this big epic, and it was utterly irrelevant by the end. Like, all this weird, interesting shit that they bring up never gets paid off in the slightest.
There's, like, a ton of shit where I'm just like, well, what about that? And Krina's like, yeah, they didn't talk about it. I'm like, what? But?
Like, the arms thing where they make it into that weird design?
Yeah.
The White Walkers? They brought it up in the very first episode, and then they bring it on, like, later on, what is that? Like, the last half, second half of whatever the fuck. And it's like this big, like, oh, this definitely means something. They're going to have nothing. We don't discuss that again.
No, don't mention it.
Was it Arya jumps from the fucking rafters?
Don't worry about that.
Stabs him, does the drop knife. This guy's managed to defeat everything, and this is what he falls to?
He didn't see the drop knife coming.
Just the worst.
He was going to kill a cripple boy because it's important that we show what a monster he is. And what he didn't see was the trans child flowing through the air. Plus, she got boned. She got boned out hard. She was thinking about that sweet D.
I love it. The dragon. Let's just have him land on the battlefield and chill for just a little bit.
Yeah, is that cool?
Yeah. Let's. You know how we have this massive aerial advantage? Let's just take that out of the equation, guys.
We don't need that.
We don't.
It's honestly not fair if we do it.
The whole time? We might as well put one arm behind our back.
Yeah, just let's ground the dragons, all right?
Now, the lead up to that, like when the Dothraki ran out and then you can just see the torches slowly get extinguished.
Yeah.
That was beautiful as the build up. But then the...
Well, that whole episode was terrible, though, because you couldn't see shit. And I know they did it on purpose. And Corinne was like, why would they do this? I'm like, they just saved a shitload of money on special effects by being like, let's make it real. You know, and in reality, if they were fighting in the dark, we don't have to show everything.
Well, it's just all because of compression. All these muted tones just get hammered down into, there's all this color. And be like, I can't, they're flying through the clouds, but it all looks like clouds. Like, you can't make out shit.
We're turning all the lights off in our
so do we.
Thing. Like,
try
no,
to mess
got
with
this.
The brightness on the TV.
No,
maybe that'll do it.
Nope. Turns out it's them.
Yeah, it's like the end of The Sopranos. Just goes to black.
Loved it.
Did you do what I did and everybody else did?
I turn it off and I go, job well done. And I was satisfied.
Well, you're lying to yourself then because that was not. In hindsight, it's fine. Like, I've gone back to rewatch and I fast forward through like 60% of it now.
I think The Sopranos was a fucking terrible show. And I know I'm in the minority.
It's
just the characters are so stupid and over the top.
I like it when it's him and the other mobsters. But when it gets down to any of the family stuff.
All the family stuff is ridiculous. Even the other mobsters, I'm just like, and I've had people try and argue with me just like, well, you don't get it, but that's really how it is in New York. And I'm like, all right, I don't get it then. We don't have over-the-top cartoonish Italian doofuses that have extreme power in Kansas, I guess. I'm out of the loop. You're right. This is so real.
But your version is what, German in Kansas, or what are the predominant? I'm just saying that those exist. They're just not Italian.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I don't believe we have like a dominant. I think it's just Middle America. So you know, we got some Scandinavians, some Irish, some
a dash of this.
Yeah, a little bit of this.
That.
But like, we don't have a. We had Italians when the mob still ran Kansas City in the mid-1900s.
But then you ran them out.
But I got them out of there because I'm not putting up with some bullshit zany fucking, Uncle Guido character. You're a fucking stereotype. That's what I said to him. You're a fucking stereotype. Get out of here. And then I fucking ran the show.
I got to assume that wasn't until like late 80s, early 90s when they finally got run out. So good for you.
Thank you.
Being like an 8, 9, 10-year-old.
I was 11 years old when I took over all organized crime in the
right
Kansas City area.
Right after that, you sprouted your first chin hair. Mom, today I'm a man.
I never got one again. It was just the one. And I...
Dude, when I was 16, my chin, I could grow it in as thick as I wanted to. So I grew just the longest goatee that I, like, it wasn't straight or anything like that, but it was probably 3 inches, 3.5, and it would curl back just because I could finally grow some sort of facial hair. And I was like, I'm just going to let it go. This looks cool as shit. Dude, I'm just going to go.
You looked like fucking Jim the Anvil Neidhart from wrestling. Just fucking dope.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart?
Yeah, he was Bret Hart's tag team partner.
But Neidhart is his last name?
Neidhart, yeah.
So it's Bret Hart, which is easy to remember.
Yeah.
And then what was the
first name?
Jim Neidhart.
Neidhart. And that's why they were the Hart Foundation, you know?
Cause I remember that. I don't remember his name being
and
Neidhart.
Jim Neidhart was fucking Bret Hart and Owen Hart's sister. So family connections. That's how they do it in Canada, bro.
He changed his name after that to Neidhart. Became a villain with it.
If you find someone who has your last name in their last name, instant friendship. It's that easy in Canada.
Wow, I was expecting more of the rock hard, you know, pillaging, especially when hand motion. You become real good friends.
You lock down their sister and you smash that puss with your maple schlong.
That's beautiful. It does not sound stiff at all. Just these sloppy
noodling. That's classic Canadian noodling.
I don't even think like holding the base does nothing. It's still tumbling over the side.
No, and you can't pull out that far once you're soft in there, but you just got to keep it in. You know what I'm saying? Stay on the Bronco, as they say.
That's beautiful. That's how they refer to that act?
That's what they say. That's right. You get in there, you come quick. And then...
Say it to the girl, too. You said, babe, I just got to stay on the Bronco.
Hold on. I know it feels like I'm going soft, but I want you to know I'm going to stay on the Bronco as long as I have to.
Anyway, it's great to be here at the Oscars. You guys are beautiful out there.
Denzel, you're with me on this.
Yeah. You stayed on many a Bronco.
Kevin Spacey, what are you doing here, you dirty old fool?
I haven't heard anything about him in a long time.
Not since his annual Christmas video where he plays his character from House of Cards for some reason.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you thought you were getting rid of me. Is that right? You're like, why does he do these videos? What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
This is the last thing he did that the public enjoyed.
Oh, you think I went away? Oh, I've just been waiting.
No, I didn't.
I recently rewatched American Beauty.
I fucking hate that movie.
I remember seeing it when it came out, like whatever year it won an Oscar or whatever it was. Just being like
late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. I think it was 2000 maybe. Okay. And just being like, okay, that's fine.
I hated it at the time. I still hate it.
When I watched it recently, I was just like, this movie is fucking bad.
You know, character, I think except for, if memory serves, like the Chris Cooper character,
yep.
I didn't mind.
Yeah, that's because he's homophobic and you're a monster.
Well, it turns out, though, it's because he's repressing his own feelings.
Just like you, you monster.
But I hated Kevin Spacey. I hated, Annette Bening.
Yeah, she's terrible.
Mina Suvari. Was that Mina Suvari? No.
The lazy-eyed chick.
Okay, I don't.
The blonde.
Thora Birch was the
daughter. Thora Birch is the daughter.
And then the creepy serial killer eyes boyfriend of Thora Birch?
Ricky Fitz.
Oh, dude, that dude is creepy as fuck looking.
And now he's on Yellowstone or whatever that.
Okay.
I think that's a show. I believe it's a show.
I've heard of it.
I think he's on that.
I think it's Kevin Costner is the lead.
That's correct. I think he plays Costner's son or...
I was hoping you were going to say, I think he plays Costner.
I believe
they just named the character. Kevin Costner is Costner Kevin. Living on the range.
Kevin Costner is Drake Jansen, and his son is Kevin Costner.
That's a good one. Drake Jansen?
Yeah.
I like the Jansen, too. It's a nice thing. You think it's going to be Johnson?
No, man.
You zagged.
He's Middle Eastern European.
Drake Jansen is Middle Eastern European? Yeah, well, that's interesting. I wonder where his genetic heritage is beyond that.
I mean, he's from the middle part of Eastern Europe, is what I'm saying.
I was about to say, it sounds like his ancestors came down on the Crusades a long time ago and just stuck around.
He's a Moor that spent some time in Sweden.
He came back just after he crushed all that Swedish puss.
We've all been there.
I think we're good for this week, for the global pandemic. Hopefully everybody out there is safe.
Get out there. Things you need to remember. Before we go, we got some sage advice for you. Get as much toilet paper as possible. You're going to need thousands of rolls for this. True, diarrhea is not one of the main issues. There's no explanation for why you think you'll need the toilet paper. But 2 months from now, when the only way you're going to survive this thing is by stuffing full rolls up your asshole, you're going to thank me for this advice. Two, as much water as you can get. I mean, I'm talking hundreds of gallons, because you're going to have to pour that into your asshole to get the toilet paper rolls that are in there ready for the fucking saving. Any other ideas?
No, that's beautiful. I think you should diagram all that out and put it up as like a photo op on Instagram.
Smart.
Just let people know.
Do a Dimitri, what's his name, and just sketch it all out.
Oh, Dimitri Martin?
Yep. Funny guy. Love alt comedy.
I haven't seen him since.
I just remember when his first special came out. Someone
his Comedy Central one?
Yeah. When he has the easel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trash.
Wait,
he was watching?
Definitely, without a doubt. Where can people find you?
Find me, Rick Ingram on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Comedy Store Podcast, and performing at the Comedy Store still in the original room now.
Yeah, the other two are shut down.
So.
All right, you can follow me at Matt Nost. Check out the top 10 or Dropping Dimes here on Collider. And I think that is it for us this week. Stay safe out there. Wash those hands.